Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Pesachim. Mishnah Dalet brings us two more halachos that are dependent on minhag. The first of which actually has to do with Pesach. Now, notwithstanding that half of our Masechta deals with the celebration of Pesach in the Beis Hamikdash before Churban HaBayis, and also, of course, in the future B'mher B'yameinu, our Mishnah actually deals with Leil HaSeder. Nowadays, Bisman Hazeh, when there is no Beis HaMikdash. Some people have the custom to specifically eat roasted meat at the Seder. Why would you do that? Because the Korban Pesach had to be fire roasted, and so people eat roasted meat at the Seder as a zecher, right, as a remembrance for the Korban Pesach. And so Mishnah Dalet says, Makom shenagu l'echol tzoli b'leilei Pesachim. People have the custom to eat roasted meat on the Seder night. Ochlim, they should do so. That's their custom. They should do so. It's a zecher lebeis hamikdash, zecher le Korban Pesach. On the other hand, some have the custom dafka not to eat roasted meat because it has the appearance that you are eating the Korban Pesach outside Yerushalayim. Because you can't do that. If you're sitting at a Seder eating roasted meat, it looks like you're eating the Korban Pesach. And so certainly you can't eat the Korban Pesach outside Yerushalayim. And so therefore, we don't eat roasted meat. And some people have the custom not to eat roasted meat specifically for that reason at the Seder. And they eat something other than roasted meat. But the Mishnah tells us, Makom shenagu shelo le'echol, and therefore, if you are in a place where they do not have the custom to eat roasted meat, or rather, the custom is to not eat roasted meat, ein ochlin, then you may not eat roasted meat at the Seder. The second halacha in our Mishnah has to do with Shabbos candles. We are required by halacha to light candles in our home on Shabbos and Yom Tov. And the purpose of those candles is to increase shalom bayis, to increase the happiness and comfort in the house, and actually also to enhance the romance between the husband and the wife. This is a time that nobody's working, people are home, and it's a good family time, and it enhances the marital relationship. On Yom HaKippurim, however, when marital relations are forbidden, mid'oraisa, so lighting candles in the home is not an obligation. And therefore, whether or not one lights candles on Yom Kippurim depends on the minhag. And so our Mishnah tells us, Makom shenagu lahadlik esaner b'leilei Yom Kippurim, madlikin, in places where they light Yom Tov candles on Yom Kippur, so then you need to do so. That's the Hadlakos Neros. On the other hand, Makom Shenagu Shalola Hadlik, in places where they had the custom not to light candles on Yom Kippurim, not to light, you know, Shabbos candles, as it were, Ein Madlikin, then you don't light. Now, it's important to note, of course, that if you didn't light candles, this is before electricity, and so if you didn't light candles in the home, it's dark. And so the Mishnah therefore emphasizes to us that nevertheless, regardless of what your minhag is in the home, whether you light candles, you know, Yom Tov candles for Yom Kippur, or you don't light Yom Tov candles for Yom Kippur, and therefore your house is either well lit or dark, nevertheless, umadlikin ubati knesios uvati midrashos. We still light candles. Everybody agrees that you light candles in shul and you light candles in the Beis Medrash because people need light. And there, the light has nothing to do with romance. The light is there so that people can daven and people can learn Torah. Uvimavos afelim, and also in dark alleys, right? Dark alleys, we need light so that people can be safe and people can see where they're going and not trip and hurt themselves. And so we light the street lights. Right, ve'algabe acholim, and also, of course, we light candles for the ill because they have needs that need to be dealt with, and for which light may be needed. And therefore, even if it's the custom, even if you're in a place where the custom is not to light Yom Tov candles, and so the house, you know, the living area of the house may be dark, these areas where light is needed, independent of family life, is we make sure to light those candles anyway.